Friday, December 7th. Do you guys know who Derek Sivers is? I came to be aware of him, if that's the right way to say it, probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I think it was on Tim Ferriss's podcast. He was a guest, and he was just an incredible human. just a really pure, kind, yet simple way that he approaches life and looks at life. And I was very impressed. And he gave out his email address on the podcast, which is insane to think about. But then I, getting to know him more over the years, like, he gives it out in his books and he gives it out on his website. He, just a little background, he started a company called CD Baby, I don't know, 1998 maybe. And just like selling CDs online when the internet was first getting started. He just did it like, because he was a musician and wanted to like get his stuff out there. Other bands saw what he was doing, said, hey, can you sell my CD? And it just like snowballed into this massive thing. And he didn't even want it to be that. He like, I'm reading one of his really short books right now randomly. I don't even know how I like landed on it. But he goes through like 40 things about starting a business and being in this company. And he's like, I didn't want to grow my business. I wanted to stop growing. Anyhow, in like 2007, he sold it for $22 million, I believe was the number, and he gave it all to a music charity or a trust or something like that. Basically gave all the money away. He lives in New Zealand. He writes blog posts, he writes books, and he just like doesn't care about money. He's just super simple, super like targeted, like, I'm going to learn this right now and I'm going to do nothing but this for the next 6 months of my life, and that's it. And he's just a super refreshing soul. So I'm reading his book now, so he's like back in my ether. His new book, which I think is coming out sometime soon, is like, a lot of people over the years have referred to him for this statement. His take is that everything that you're presented with should be either a hell yes or a no. If you're not super fucking pumped about something that comes your way, then it's a no, right? Which makes it so much sense, and I don't think anyone really lives by it except him. It's like very rare that you find people who actually walk that walk. So just want to point out Derek Sivers, somebody that you probably want in your life. Oh, and another addition to this is I emailed him back then, and we've like had a number of emails back and forth through the years. Like, I don't even remember about what. Like, first thing was like, hey, anyone want to ask me a question? I ask him something. Or you know what I did? Actually, on the Tim Ferriss podcast, he said he was just like trying to start to learn about the history of rap music. So I wrote him and said, I'm sure everyone is asking you tons of questions about life and business and whatever. Instead of doing that, I'm going to help your hip hop cause. And I bought him the Tao of Wu and said, you should start with Wu-Tang. And I sent it to him. So that like put me on a good spot with him, and he wrote back, and we went back and forth. Then a couple years later, we wrote again. I forget why, but he like looked at my website and said he loves my site. So like, he's just a great dude. Highly recommend. Check him out, Derek Sivers, and he'll make your life better. That's it. Have a good weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.